Weiter in Oraisa. We're in Yevamos Daf. Hey, I'm at base. Beginning up on. Hey, I'm at Aleph. I'm at a page. Very last two words. Now, we started off at Hey, I'm at Aleph. A bit of a discussion over here. We're trying to figure out. We figured out, according to Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, who considers the words wool and linen to be extra. And that teaches us that an assay is docha alos assay for the fact we have the Sukkim, one right next to the other, the Smichas Apashis over here, and these words are extra. Now, that works well according to Tan de Rabbi Yishmael, but according to the Rabbanan, who say that this statement of Tzemo Pishtim is just to teach you the basic halacha, the fshanis of wool and linen. So where do we learn out the idea of Aseiz Doch Halosei? We tried many different answers, and it was unsuccessful. Says the Gemara now, El Eliyolam, beep, turn the page. Hey, my base, Mikra Kama, we learn out from the original pasuk that we brought, and that is that Sitzis and Shanis, you have the smichas and parashas of the two of them, that Aseiz Doch Halosei saying, you asked a question here. What do you mean there's nothing extra over there? So we have no basis of learning out anything from these smichas over here. Says Rashi, we call comment to Kilayim, but this was comment Labanan, the Lais of Lutzemel Pishtim, Minolu to Kilayim, but Sitzis Shari, the less to say, Vidachalos to say, I know it's going to be mutter to have Kilayim, but Sitzis, and to teach you the principle that I say, is Docha Alosa say. M. Cain, if it's true that it's not teaching you anything, if that's really true, as she says, the Lav Lafnuye Lichtov. Sitzis, and we should say lemakrot. Sitzis ta'aseh lecha gedilim lameli. Let it say the word sitzis. You shall make gedilim lameli. Why do I have the words gedilim, which literally means that it's spun together things? Shema mina lefnuye is coming to teach you that this is actually extra to daishim from. Opened and available for the drasha. Says the Gemara back, what do you mean? That's not extra. Hi, l'shiru da'asa. It's coming to teach you. Rashi says, l'minyan chutin. The share of the chutin. Gedil shnayim. That gedil is two. Rashi says, e'ef shalasos gedil. You can't make can't be spun with less than two strings. So gedil is two. And gedilim arba'a. And gedilim, now plural, that would be double that, is going to be four. Says Rashi, gedilin arba'a, or arba, chutin, arba chutin, demiot gedilim shnaim, uksiv, nasnu al tzitzi sakinav, psil, amr Torah asay mehanach arba chutin, gedil echad. You should make from those four strings one gedil. Da'avalahu ches chutin kishetochu mekanaf abeged. You take four, slip them through the hole, flip them, and then it comes down. And then you have eight, and then you spin it around to make it into a tzitzis. I say gedil. Say if gedilim is arba'a. And the Torah then says, "Asay gedil uposleu mitocho." Make these gedil and let it come through from within. And therefore, we need to teach how many threads are put in each corner. And therefore, it's not open to darshan anymore. So you can't tell me this idea of the asay is docha alosa asay. It's not extra. Says Gemara M. Cain, if it's really true that the pasuk is not there to be expounded upon, if that's not what it's there, then le makra. Let the pasuk just say, "Lo silba shatnis tzemer upishtin." Do not wear shatnis tzemer upishtin. Yachtov lameli. Why do I need the word yachtov over here? Shma mina lefnuye. Must be that it's available to darshan. Nice try, vakati mi boile. What do you mean? We still need that. Litokev shteich tkifos chibor utkifa achas eno chibor. The issue of shatness is we have wool and linen that are stitched together, but what's called stitched together, it's got to be done in a way that it's two passes of the needle, that's considered that it's attached, and then you can't wear it. But if it's only one, then it's not a problem of shatness. Rashi says, Fuint, shetochav tchiva achas b'machas v'chibur kilayim beged semer beged pishtim yachad eno chibur v'pachas mishtei tkifos hastakas eno chibur with less than two passes of the needle achik siv yachdav ad sheyechabum yachad yof until it's done well, nice and dandy, and therefore we can't go and pask in this, we can't dash over this anymore because it's not free for that. M. Cain says, no, if so, then lichtu rechmona lo silbo semer pishtim yachdav, let it say, don't where Tzemer Pishnim Yachtov, Shatn is Lamali. Why do you have to have the word Shatn is thrown in over there? Shmamino left Nuye. Therefore, it's coming to teach you that it is extra to Darshan, and we learn out that an assay is Docha Alosa assay because of this Smichas Pasha. It says, Marnova, Kati mi Baile, still the word Shatnis is necessary because it's coming to teach that one is not Chayev for wearing all the linen Ache Shua Tavoy Venuz. It's got to be that it's smoothed, spun, and woven. Rashi says, sure, smooth, tavoy, spun, news, woven, minatora, enu, chayev, ashu, atzemer, apishim, mitukan yachad, heitev, b'mesreik, with a comb, sure, loshon, chalak, shematagamina, she'ia, news is arog, that it is spun. That's the loshon of shatnez, shua, shua, tavoy, and news. So it's not extra. No, ella, kula, me shatnez, nafka. Everything's learned out from the word shatnez. Says Rashi, De'ilaf nuye l'chud nichtav lo silbosh kilayim tzemu pishtim umid afik rachmona b'loshon shatnez drosh bey namiha. We learn that both things from it because it uses the word shatnez, it doesn't use the word kilayim, and therefore, right, we learn that it's got to be smooth, spun, and woven, and it's also teaching us this, we have the smicha to go ahead. Smicha Zabash is to learn these two ideas from that the essay is going to be Ducha Losasei, and this becomes our makor for everything else. Okay. So now we've worked out how do we know an essay is Ducha Losasei? Unbelievable. Let's go into the Rabbanon here. Ajkhan da se seva dochi losa se great. Okay, fine. I say it's gonna be docha losa se regular standard program losa se. Losa se shvo kari se chashkan dochi. What about losa se that has karis involved? How do we know that's dochi? It's a halea la mesra that we need to do with a lea in order to aser a wife's sister from taking yivam. Because we know that two brothers marry two sisters, and let's say, so I'm married to a woman and her sister is my brother. My brother dies. My brother Bob. I don't have brother Bob anymore. Now Bob's wife falls to me. Matzasei is docha losasei. Therefore, you need the word matzasei of yibam docha losasei of achosisto. And now we say no, but because there's also karis involved, so it's not going to work. Now we have the word alav that's coming to tell you that you don't do it. Even though it says, say this is going to tell you that you don't do that. Aye, but that's only going to tell you that we only know it says, say about say when there's no cars involved. If there's cars involved, then it's not going to be Dochalos. If I don't need the word Aleha. No. If you want to say, okay, we learn it out from Mila, which I'm going to in just a few moments, the first Mila, actually. No shaykh to you, but shaykh to me. Mimila, I should say, Dochalos, Shalalos, say to Shabbos. Sheesh Bokares. Not allowed to cut someone who caused blood to come out on the Shabbat, but you can if it's Mila, and that there's Kares involved breaking Shabbos, so we've seen that say of Mila's Dochalosa say of don't break Shabbos, even though there's Kares involved. No, but I'll tell you back that Mala Mila, you can't learn out from Mila because it's very unique. Shekein Nichrusu Aleha Shloshes Krisos. There are 13 Krisos covenants that are made with it. Rashi says Shloshes Krisos Amurim Beparshas Mila. That's mighty important if you're making so many covenants when it comes to something. Maybe that's the only one that's going to override Ikaris issue, but not something else. Mi Pesach. Okay, so let's learn out from Pesach. Rashi says Shedocha Shchitaso is the Shabbos that we do. You shecht an animal, and I'll do it on Shabbos. But the Torah tells us that when it comes to Karban Pesach, b'mo'ado, it's going to be done in its time. We learn out that it's done even if it falls on Shabbos, right? It's docha shchita, so es ha Pesach, as we saw way back in Pesachim, Mala Pesach shein kares. So what other... We can't learn that from Pesach, because Karban Pesach is very unique. It's a mitzvah asay that if you're mevatel the asay... Now, normally we're talking about when you're over a los asay. You break Shabbos, it can be chayav karis. But what about if you just don't do mitzvah, you don't put on tefillin? Okay, so you're mevatel an asay, but you don't get karis for it. But Karban Pesach, if you're mevatel, you get karis for it. So maybe only that is so powerful that it's going to be mevatel, it's going to override the los asay of karis of Shabbos. The only other example of that would be Mila, by the way. That if you're mevatel the asay of Mila, also it's going to be karis. But nonetheless, you can't learn this out to other things. So maybe we'll say mitamid. Let's learn it out from the carbon tamid that also has to be done on Shabbos, even though it's obviously a problem of shechting on Shabbos, but not for the Kamei Tomei. So I say of Tomei and Dochalos, I say of Shabbos with Kares. Say, no, but Mala Tomei, she can't Tadir. You can't learn it from Tomei, because Tomei is a Kamei Tomei that's got to be done all the time, every single day, day in and day out, and therefore you can't learn from these the mitzvahs that are less frequent. So it says, okay, listen, clearly we're not being successful learning it from one of these things, either Mila or Pesach or Tomei. Let's learn out from two of them. Okay, so the Gemara says Mehitesi. Which two you want to use? Milu Pesach. If you want to learn Milan Pesach, both of them are mitzvahs asay that override Shabbos. And then we'll say any mitzvah asay is going to override a Kares issue. Sheik, right? So Mimilu Upesach, I'll say back, well, Shekin Kares, but these things are unique that they get Kares if you don't do it, right? If you're Mavatal the Aseir, you get Kares, which nothing else has that rule. So Mipesach with Tamid, you want to use Pesach and Tamid, we'll say Shekin Sar Gavoa. Pesach and Tamid are both things that are given to the Lord Almighty. Rashi says, Lamizbeach. Tomer Ba'aseh, the Yibam, the Lekakani doesn't have those. Okay, Mimilu with Tamid, let's learn it from Mila and Tamid, right? Rashi says, Lifnei Matan Torah. Mila v'tamid shekein yishto. Oh, somebody, that's the answer. Mila v'tamid we can't learn from shekein yishto liftei adibar. That was before adibar. She's liftei matan Torah. We had these things called the carbon tamid. And bris mila. Yibam happened only after matan Torah. Right. So that is that the carbon home was given to Har Sinai before the Torah was given to Bnei Israel. And but yibam was only afterwards. Okay. First of the Rishonim actually deal with the fact that it's this week's Parsha, so we'll throw into it, that they actually did do Yibam, right? We find out by Yehuda, this whole thing of Yibam, but that was done not as a Chiyuv. It didn't happen at Har Sinai, it was given as a Chiyuv, therefore you can't compare it to. V'aliba demand amitz goes according to the one who says, this is the Machlokas of Chagiga that we just saw, that Ola Sheikrivi Yisrael B'midbar Olas Tamid Havu. At the carbon Ola they brought there was that Tamid. Rashi Dechsev, Vayalu Olas Tamid Havu. At that is the carbon Tamid. So therefore, even these two, we're not going to be able to learn that from. So we have a little bit of a problem. Where do we learn out that you could have an Aseiz Docha Losasei, even by a Chi of Kares, that you need the word Allah to tell me that you can't do that? We can't even use all three of them together to come and teach us this. Shekin Yeshin Lefnei Adibar, because they all existed before the giving of the Torah, right? We learned about Mila and we learned about Tamid. And the Karm Pesach also was there because the Yidden had to give it by the Karm Pesach in Mitzrayim before they even left. So therefore we see the Yibam is not compared to any of these things because it happened only after the fact. So how do we know that Aseh is Docha Losa say even by Kares, that we'd have to come and teach you Aleha to say that you're not allowed to do it by a chos ishto. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here mid-sugya again to try to figure out what we need the word Aleha for. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.